Today, we are going to handle the sales objection. Your price is too high. If you're new here, I'm Tom Reber. I'm a coach to CEOs, salespeople, and contractors all over the world, and I want to welcome you here. Make sure you hit subscribe so that you can get the good stuff that we're dropping here on a regular basis. So, guys, you know they're coming, okay? The sales objections, you know they're coming, and one of the most common ones is, hey, sounds great, we love you, but your price is too high. And today I want to give you three possible ways to handle that objection. And the first thing, guys, before we get into those, is to make sure, like I said, that you know that they're coming. So you need to be prepared. You need to practice. You need to have a game plan, you know, with the most common objections that you get in your sales process of how you're going to respond to that. So it's not like the first time you're dealing with it every time you get the objection. That's why role plays are so important. So number one strategy to deal with your prices too high is, guys, be curious. Now, with any objection, the first thing you want to do is you want to agree with the people. You want to affirm it. Okay, so hey, Tom, your price is too high. Being curious might sound like this. Hey, that's interesting. What were you hoping that it would cost? And then shut your mouth. All right. Whatever they say to you next gives you an opportunity to continue the conversation, have a dialogue, and show your value, contract around the things that were important to them in when you discovered what their motive or what their motive was for doing the project. Okay. So don't feel like you have to go on the defensive here. These are word tracks to help you get them talking and to open up more. So I love number one, your price is too high. Be curious, man. I get that. You know, I hear that from time to time, or that's interesting. You're affirming, like I just said. And you know, what were you hoping that this was going to cost? And they might give you, well, my neighbor paid this 3 years ago for it. It'll give you an opportunity to peel that back more and have a conversation. Fighters, Mile High Profit Summit 2023 is fast approaching. In addition to that whole kick-ass event, I want to make sure that you know about our elite package. That is a full workshop day with myself, Renee Rodriguez, and Ben Newman for a whole intimate, small workshop with a few contractors to work on you and your business. I'm going to tell you what you're going to walk away with here in a minute. But guys, part of the elite package is you get the whole Mile High Profit Summit VIP experience after that workshop day. It's a kick-ass package, you guys. Super excited about it. Guys, you're going to learn spending the day with us. You are going to learn how to sell at least one more high profit job per month. What would that do to your bank account? How happy would Mama Bear be at home when you walked in the door having one more nice high profit job under your belt each month? She'd be like, get over here. You're going to walk away knowing how to read people like a pro and always knowing what to say next. Imagine that superpower in your sales process. Next thing you're going to walk away with is you're going to walk away being able to increase your net profit by 50% in the next 90 days after the workshop. And finally, you're going to walk away with the ability. You're going to get coached up in a huge way of how to command the room with confidence and get people dying to follow you and be on your team. And I don't mean on the room like you're on the stage or whatever. I mean, when you're talking to prospects and they, man, I want to work with this guy. When you're talking to potential employees, the way you post on social media, the videos you do, the copy that you use, all these different things to attract winners into your world wanting to be on your team. Head to milehighprofitsummit.com. Join us for the elite package and the full VIP experience at Mile High Profit Summit. I'm out. The second way is put it back in their court. All right. You take control of the sales process by giving them control. And that sounds like this. Your price is too high. I know it's crazy, isn't it? Things often cost more than we think they're going to cost. Well, what do you think we should do next? And then shut your mouth. Okay. Whatever they say will open up your next move in the sales process and how to bring the deal home and close the sale or not close the sale and realize that you're not a good fit for each other, no matter what the price was. All right. That there's, you do have that percentage of people that for whatever price, whatever discount, they're just not going to buy from you. So let's get through these things quickly. And by taking control, by putting it back into their court. The third strategy that I want to give you here today is mirroring. Okay. Mirroring is simply repeating back 1 to 3 words of the last thing that they said. So, you know, Tom, we'd really like to work with you, but your price is just too high. Too high. And you shut your mouth. You mirror back what they said. What this does, you guys, it shows number one that you're listening. Most people don't listen actively. OK, Okay. They don't listen with empathy. Okay. The second thing is it will help build trust because it will again get them talking and not you talking and defending and justifying. Okay. So sometimes, you know, the whole too high thing could be it's not even the price. So when you get them talking, all right, you mirror back, you know, hey, your prices are like three times as high as the other guy. Three times as high? You will often get them explaining different conversations they've had. They will give you more information, and the more information that you have, the more likely you are to close the deal. So guys, next time you get your prices too high, take one of these, implement it, keep the conversation going. If you want a free resource on how to be more effective in your sales process, make sure you're not wasting time with the wrong prospects. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. Grab our free giveaway there with some scripts and some things that you can use to identify the tire kickers early on so you don't waste a bunch of time and valuable focus of yours on the wrong people. Appreciate y'all. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.